knowing, amen. Come on, revelational gifts. They're what? Gifts of knowing, or they're also called seeing gifts, amen. And we said that the word knowing bespeaks intimacy, not some casual acquaintance. We gave the example that when God spoke to Joseph and said that Mary was carrying the Christ child, the Bible says that Joseph didn't know her until after the child was born. In other words, he couldn't be intimate with her. You know, we're not talking about casual here. We're talking about an assurance, knowing something beyond any shadow of a doubt. So the second category of gifts is called gifts of knowing or seeing gifts. There are three of them: the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. And all three of these gifts are definitely, especially the discerning of spirits, is important when it comes to building in the spirit. You know, you got to be able to build in the spirit, and that's why God, it's imperative for all of us to have a very strong relationship with God, the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now, revelational gifts are vehicles of revelation. They reveal all that is hidden in the past, the present, and the future. Let me tell you why these gifts are so important, especially these revelational gifts. I call it the key that can unlock things. You know, sometimes a person is a drunkard, and people talk about the drunk man. But what they don't understand is what got him there. But those gifts, you understand? When God reveals something to you, reveal exactly what got him into that situation. And when they know there's no way you could have known it except God tell you, it will unlock them and free them and cause them to go to another dimension. That's what happened with the woman at the well. When the woman was at the well, Jesus said, go call your husband. And she said, I don't have none. Jesus said, you've well said, you don't have none. The one you with now ain't your husband. Now that's one level. The one you with now is not your husband. And besides that, you didn't have five others. Notice that gift what? Revealed. Huh? Made something known that nobody else could have known. She just met Jesus. But because it was done in the spirit of love, remember gifts function by what? The motivation of love, it didn't run her away. It drew her. And she said, come see a man who told me everything there is to know about myself. Are you with me? So that's why these gifts are so important. So they reveal all that is hidden in the what? The past, present, and the future. Sometimes there's some stuff, you know, that have went on in people's lives. We a lot of times talk about homosexuality and lesbianism. Somewhere along the line, there's a spirit of rejection running around. Y'all kind of quiet up here. You know, but it takes the Holy Ghost to do what? Reveal things like that to you. Are you listening to me? They reveal the realm of the spirit world that is hidden to the naked eye. They reveal the realm of the spirit world that's hidden to the naked eye. Y'all remember in the Bible that one morning when Elisha the prophet got up, he went out and the Syrian army had surrounded him. And he's looking and there's this mighty army out there. And he gets out and just stretches, you know. Look around, and then his servant Gehazi come out. Now he about to faint. Because he sees this large army out there, and he looks at Elisha, and Elisha says, oh, there'd be more with us than with them. Now, come on now. Come on now. There'd be more with than with. Now, can you count? Come on, let's be real. See, we like to get all deep. Can you count? 1, 2, 20. Ooh. So where are they? What did Elisha pray for? Lord, open up his eyes that he may. Now, you know he's talking about a different realm here. He was talking about what? Getting over into that other realm. Being able to see in the spirit. To see the angelic host that was encamped about them because Elisha was packing a prophetic anointing. Come on now. Well, what drew all of that? Elisha was exposing all of their plans. How was that happening? Through the word of knowledge. they're going to be over here. Come on, talk to me. I'm just saying, that's what these gifts are for. They reveal, they make known hidden traps the enemy may be setting for you. The Lord will speak to you. Say, don't go that way. Hallelujah. I'm just talking about things. My mother was ironing, pressing. My brother had a big needle stuck in his mouth. Big old needle stuck in his mouth. The Holy Ghost said, call him. Tell him, open his mouth. Come on, talk to me up here. You can't get around stuff like this. Call him, open his mouth. He opened up his mouth. He got a big needle he's about to swallow. You see? You understand what I'm saying? These gifts work. They're oh, man, it's a wonderful thing. Everything that happened in the scripture happened, especially when we start talking about the moving of God. Whenever you hear something being revealed, always go back to the Holy Spirit. If it says, this was revealed unto me, say Holy Spirit. Now, 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. Let's read 2, 9, and 10. But these reveal the realm of the spirit world that is hidden to the naked eye. They reveal these facts directly to our spirits. They open our minds to the consciousness of the spirit world. You understand? See, listen. Seeing with a set of eyes that other people can't see with. And y'all know seeing carries with it the element of knowing. If I can see, I can know. Come on now. If I can see, I can know which way to go. Are you with me? Man becomes God conscious when revelation gifts are in manifestation. Man becomes what? God conscious. Now I'm going to do two things. We talk about revelation gifts. The first thing I want to establish is, man, whenever you see the word reveal, know God is talking about the Holy Spirit. Because he is the revelator. Who is the revelator? Yeah, you remember when Jesus spoke and said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And some say you're Elijah. Some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're Isaiah. Somebody say you're some other prophet. Then Jesus say, that's cool. Now, who do you say I am? And Peter, who got everything wrong before that, said, I know, I got it this time. You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. Now watch what Jesus said. Blessed, empowered are you now. See, empowered are you what? To prosper, to advance in your life now because you have spiritual recognition. You know who I am. I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for what? Flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is what? Okay, now, because the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit function as one, when you start reading the scripture, you almost say, they're all doing everything. Exactly. I said exactly. Because when God wants to reveal something to you, he reveals it to you by his Spirit. And when it is revealed to you by his Spirit, it is equivalent to God doing it. All right, now see, I don't want to lose you. Now come on, talk to me. Jesus said, you won't see the Father? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You don't have to keep asking. Me and the Father are. Y'all with me. The Holy Spirit is the revealer. You can't even come to God except the Holy Spirit is revealing to you who he is. Y'all with me? Now, 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. This will help you. There are some things in your life that God has already prepared for you to have. Prepared. Y'all know what prepared means? Time to eat. I don't want to make y'all too hungry. I want y'all running out of here. But you know, prepared. Say prepared. God had prepared a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. So when your enemies show up, don't look at them. Take a seat at the table. Because they only come to see what God is doing in your life. Are you with me? Are you with me? Huh? See, God is a what? He's a revealer. Now watch what 1 Corinthians 2:9 and 10. This is why this is important unto you. What 2:9 say? But I had not seen. Huh? And what? And ear had not heard, and neither have it entered into what? The heart of man, what? The things that God hath what? That hath what? Prepared. Prepared. You know, prepared. When dinner is prepared, that means it's ready to be served. Now, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath, past tense designation, saying it's already yours, had prepared for those who what? Love him. But you can't stop there. The most important thing, remember, when you hear but, what you do? You wait for what's next. I mean, you know, everything becomes irrelevant before when you hear the but. Because you want to know if it's but to go in your favor or but to work against you. Y'all understand what I'm saying? But God, what? Hath revealed them unto what? Had revealed them unto us by who? Unto us by who? Jesus in St. John chapter 16 said, there are many things I have to say unto you, but you're not ready to bear them now. But how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? When I start talking, he gonna make it known to you. Because he is a revealer. So, see, we don't function in these gifts apart from the Holy Spirit. All of these work by that one and that self-same Spirit. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You should be even read that by now. All of the gifts work by the one and that self-same Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Now, revelation gifts bring the mind of God to the people of God. What do revelational gifts do? Bring the mind of God to the people of God. God's purpose for your life is revealed through revelational gifts. Come on. Acts chapter 13. You don't have to turn there, but Acts 13, 1 and 2 talks about, and at the church at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, you know, and they gave a list of them. And then the Holy Ghost said, who said? The Holy Ghost said, separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas, watch this, for the work whereunto I have called them. Now pay attention in class. Turn to it, because you need to see this. Turn to it. Acts 13, 1 and 2. What does the Bible say? Acts 13, 1 and 2. Acts chapter 13, what it says? Now what?
Now there were in the church
that was at Antioch certain prophets and certain teachers,
as Barnabas
and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen,
which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch,
and Saul.
Read.
As they ministered to the Lord
and fasted,
the Holy Ghost said,
Separate me, Barnabas and Saul,
for the work whereunto I have called them. Now watch what I'm about to show you. The Holy Spirit is a what? He's a revealer. The Holy Spirit is not down here acting on his own. St. John chapter 16, verses 13, get it? St. John 16. See, when God wants to reveal something, he does it through his Spirit. Find the verse where it says, I have yet many things to say unto you now, but you're not yet able. What verse is that? It's in St. John 16. Verse 12. Read it. Thank you. What it says?
I have yet many things to say unto you,
but you cannot bear them now.
Read.
Watch it. How be it, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come.
He will guide you into all truth.
For he shall not speak of himself. Now notice, he shall not speak of himself. Listen, listen. That don't only mean he's not going to talk about himself. He shall not speak of himself. He shall not speak from himself. He's getting directions from the Father and the Son. See, whatever he hears, he's about to make it known to you. Whatever he hears, he's about to reveal it to you. You follow what I'm saying? He's a revelator. The things that you are not able to bear, God said, I'm going to talk to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is going to talk to you. You listening to me? You listening to me? Now, who gave the gifts? Who set the gifts? All right. Now, watch this. So, if Jesus gave and God sets, here is the Holy Ghost saying, separate. Read it. Separate Paul and Barnabas for the work whereunto I have called them. Well, how can he say that? Because he's getting direction. He's getting direction. God don't work against himself. The Holy Spirit ain't out here doing nothing on his own. The Holy Spirit makes known to you the mind of God, the will of God, the purpose of God. And if we spend more time building up ourselves in the Spirit by praying in the Holy Ghost, come on now, and understanding that these gifts of the Spirit wasn't put there for decoration, but they were put there for function. You understand? You won't see things really start happening under this apostolic government. This is where the flood coming in, the manifestation of the Spirit. Everything Jesus did, he did it by the Spirit. It was the gifts moving in his life, like a river flowing. You follow what I'm saying? Whatever gift he needed to come on the scene. Come on now. Come on. You're talking about the working of miracles. Don't get healing and a miracle mixed up. They're not the same. We put all healings in the category of miracle. Come on, old babe. A miracle is when water turned to wine. You understand that? When Jesus was healing all of those people, that was the gifts of healing and manifestation. Quiet here. How kind of quiet? Now you want to know a miracle when you don't have an arm? That's not a healing, baby. You don't have an arm and one show up? That's a miracle. Tell somebody that's a miracle. Y'all kind of quiet. I know. See, we want to throw everything all in the same boat. No, it's not all in the same boat. That's why God give you all of these things to divide them. Now, we talking about what? Revelational gifts. The mind of Christ and God's thoughts are what? Understood. They bring God's final verdict or thoughts on the matter concerned. They bring hidden things to light so that God himself can deal with them. They bring what? Hidden things to light so that God himself can do what? See, the enemy can't hide. 3 minutes. The enemy cannot hide when revelational gifts are in manifestation. Can't hide. Can't run for cover. Because they are gifts that do what? Reveal. Make known. Y'all with me? Demonic bondage will not be able to stay where revelational gifts are in operation. Can't stay. Can't stay. The enemy can't operate covertly. Not when revelational gifts. They are designed to uncover his maneuvers and his operation. You know, can I talk to y'all up here? Huh? Young ladies, you get caught up a lot of time. You won't date somebody because, you know, you ain't dated 99 years and the enemy talking to you. Well, you're running out of time. You ain't running out of time. Then a scoundrel comes sit up here who you won't talk to. Yeah. You really serious about a relationship? Bring him where the man of God at. Bring him where the cover can be pulled off. Come on, talk to me. Because, see, you in love. You starstruck. But the gifts are not. I say you're starstruck, but the gifts are not. See, when you start functioning in these gifts, no, he ain't the one. You don't even have to act, no, he ain't the one.
You know. I'm sharing with you. See, I can't just read the book. I got to talk to you about things God has manifested. I'm walking out of service one night. A young lady brought to me a doctor. And she was so, because he was a doctor. She wanted the prestige of being on the arms of a doctor. Come on, talk to me. And she introduced him at a picnic. I didn't care who he was. You know, I ain't impressed. He a doctor, I'm a doctor. Jesus a doctor. Anyway, to make a long story short, Wednesday night service, I'm walking out. I don't have no intention on telling anything. I get to her, I say, you won't know what to do with him? Kick him to the curb. Kick the box of Kleenex. You won't know what happened? She didn't listen. Now she paralyzed. Because the doctor gave her something he shouldn't have. But it could have been averted if she would have listened when God was speaking, when I had no idea she was standing up there asking what to do with it. Y'all kind of quiet. Y'all kind of quiet. How much time I got? No time. Goodbye. See y'all next time. Do well on y'all exams.